So let's begin. We left off yesterday on Hey Amud Beis, and we talked about the opinion that Rav Yochanan had said. Go back a little bit, just remind ourselves. Amar Rav Avin, Amar Rav Eloy, Amar Rav Yochanan. He said that if a person was ton ochlun umashdim v'nichnas yotzei kol hayom kulo enu chayvat shiyamot. So he said his opinion, which is brought down one time, we're going to ask. He brings it down again. So why does he have to bring it down twice? So that opinion of Rav Yochanan states that if a person made an akira in his house, in his kitchen, intending to go into his dining room or his living room, so that's not an akira. That's an iser akira. If he then changes his mind, as he's taking the apple, and he walks from his kitchen into the living room and says, oh, it's so nice outside, I think I'm going to eat it outside in the Rishus HaRabim. And he walks outside, and he didn't stop. So his original Akira is not called an Akira in regards to transgressing, carrying on Shabbos. You need to have Akira with the intent to go and bring it outside, and the Hanoch outside. That's the only Issa Shabbos. You need Melecha Shabbos. You need to have every step of the way in mind that you're doing what you're doing. If you had a different intention, Rabbi Yochanan said, you wouldn't be chayiv. Again, you know how to do that. It's awesome in the Rabbanan. But we're talking here about, are you chayiv on a daraisa level? That's what we learned at the end of yesterday's year. And the Gemara says, Ha'amra Rabbi Yochanan chodazimno. Why did Rabbi Yochanan tell it to us over here? He taught this exact statement to us in another place, the Amr of Safra. And Girsa that we have is Rav Safra. Others suggest that it may be somebody else, whoever it was. Amr of Safra, Amr of Ami, Amr of Yochanan. A different group of Amarayim said in the name of Rav Yochanan. The Girsa that we have is Hamavir Chafetzos. So the Bach just changed it around to Amafana Chafetzos. It means the same thing. If a person is moving his objects in his house from one place to another, Mizovis Lizovis, so he's intending to move. He's having guests. He picks up a chair and he intends to move it from his dining room into his living room. And then he says, you know, it's beautiful outside. Vinimlach, he changes his mind. Aleim Votzin, he says, let's sit on the porch. Right, we have three chairs there. We'll bring out a fourth chair. And the chair that he was planning to put into the living room, he just keeps on carrying it out into the porch. This is exactly the same thing with the apple a moment ago. If he picked up something in the kitchen, moved into the dining room, and then changed his mind and moved it outside, he's not chayiv. And here he says the same exact thing with this, whatever an item it is. I use an apple and a chair as the two examples. That's not the language that they use. I just give you so we have two cases. So he said it once before. Why is he telling it to us again? So he said, Patu, Shaloi Sakir Misha Rishona, Lekach, because his original intention wasn't to do the Sakira for that purpose. So therefore, he's not chayav. So why is Rav Yochanan telling it to us twice? So Gemara says, no, he only told it to us once. But he taught the shir in different times. And the Talmidim are saying over in his name. So this Talmud heard it on Tuesday. This Talmud heard it on Thursday. And that's why Amarai ninu, mara mara loha b'hai lishno, mara mara loha b'hai lishno. One gave the example of the apple, one gave the example of the chair. Again, that's not what they actually use, but it's the same idea. One gave the example, the Rebbe said this, and he used this language over here, and the other one, the Rebbe gave a shir, 2 years later, another time later, he gave a slightly different example, so that Amora said it over in this way. It's not that Rav Yochanan's trying to teach us two things, it's the same din, and Rav Yochanan just taught it at two different times. Okay, the Gemaras, again, are conversations that went on in the Beis Medrash. So this conversation went on with a certain set of Amorayim, and this conversation went on with a certain set of Amorayim. The Gemara asks, is there a Chiddush here? The Gemara says, no, no Chiddush. It was the same exact conversation two different times. Tana Rabbanan, Hamotzi Mechonus Luflatya. Now here we're going to introduce some new terms. They're very easy terms to understand. Rashi says, Achonus is a Rishus HaYochid, a store. So you have your store, which is your Rishus HaYochid, and a Platya is Rishus HaRabim. This is a wide area, so this is like a public thoroughfare. The word plaza comes from platya, probably, the same root in Latin. So, Hamotzi Michonus, if you're taking, it could have just said over here, if you're taking from Rishus HaYochid, from Yochonus, Luflatya, to Rishus HaRabim. Now, how did they go outside the stores? They had little stalls or booths or areas in front of their stores. I don't call them booths, that was the wrong word. They have little areas in front of their stores. You often have this like in a fruit store. You have outside the fruit store, you have this table set up. Or you'll have outside a dress store, you'll have a bunch of racks of dresses outside. You know, something similar to that. Maybe if it's a restaurant, you have some tables outside. So those tables are in the Rishus HaRabim. Again, we're assuming that right outside is the Rishus HaRabim. It's probably technically not the case in this situation that's called the Rishus HaRabim. So in any event, you take over here from the Chanus to the Flatya, Derech Stov. Now the Stov, Rashi says, is Mokom Itztabos, Shiosh V'Mesochim, V'Shem Karmelis Aleh. The Lav Lilucha, he, Rishus HaRabim. So let's keep one example. So let's say it's like a restaurant, and you have tables out there in the front, which they would either sell wares on, or maybe they sell some fruits on. Sometimes, they have you can pick up French fries in the front over there. They have a little booth there, whatever it is. So that area is technically part of the Rosh Hashanah Rabbin, but nobody can walk there because you have the tables over there. You have carts over there. So that's like a area that is a karmelis. A karmelis is another area. It's not a Rosh Hashanah Rabbin. It's not a Rosh Hashanah Yochid. It's a separate entity. In halacha, it's viewed in a different way. On the Daraisa level, you only have two Rishuyos that can get you into trouble with carrying. Carrying from Rosh Hashanah Yochid into Rosh Hashanah Rabbin, or vice versa, or carrying within a Rosh Hashanah Rabbin. Those are the only Dalai. Those are the only Daraisa carryings that we have. The rabbis instituted a whole bunch of additional Dirabonans. So here we're talking about on a purely Daraisa level, there's no problem with you. So when you carry it through this stav, Hamotzi Mechonus Lufatya Derech Stav, Chayim. Tanakama says over here, Yechai, because you ultimately went from Rosh Hashanah Yochid into Rosh Hashanah Rabbin. The fact that you went through this karmelis doesn't detract from the fact that you carried from the Rosh Hashanah Yochid to Rosh Hashanah Rabbin. Benazi disagrees. Benazi poter. Benazi says, no, you're not chayiv. Because when you went through the karmelis, it's as if you stopped there. And now you had an akira and an anocha in a place that's not over in Issa Daraisa. And now it's considered that you have an akira in the karmelis and an anocha in Rosh Hashanah Rabbin. And therefore, you're not over in Issa Daraisa. So Benazai is simple to understand. Bishlom of Benazai, Ksava Mahalech, Kol Midami. When you're walking through the stov, that's the karmelis, it's as if you stopped there. It's like the ball throwing yesterday. We said it's, you imagine it as if it stopped in midair. So when you're walking through the stov, it's like you stopped there. So each time you stop there, it's a separate hanocha. So it's now a new akira from a karmelis into a Rosh Hashanah Rabbin. And it was a hanocha in a karmelis from a Shusha Yochid. None of those are over in Issa Daraisa. So therefore, you're potter. Again, potter avalasa. Benazi wouldn't say you're allowed to do this. He'd say it's also be the Rabbanan, but this would not be a situation where you would be chayiv bil Daraisa. No, but the Rabbanan, what do they hold? El Rabbanan, he nami de kosavi mahalach lav kol midami. They obviously hold that this isn't the case. So hecha, so why would you ever be chayiv in this situation? As Rashi says, the mifsuko rishus so achrite mechayiv. How do you have over here an intervening rishus that makes you chayiv over here? Lo chayiv rachmonel b'motzi me rishus hayochel rishus harabim behedya. You have to go straight from rishus hayochel to rishus harabim. So we understand why Benazai is saying you're potter, but why are the chachamim saying you're chayiv? You went through this stav, you went through this karmelis. So Tosfos asks and brings down a Yerushalmi over here. So according to this, The Yerushalmi would tell us over here that how would you ever be chayiv? You can see four lines down into the Tosfos over here. Ubushalmi parach al daite de benazai ain't of the mischayiv al dal ramos b'shus rabbi yolam. According to benazai, how would you ever be chayiv? How do you ever have carrying? Because even if you're going from the Rosh Hashanah Yochid into the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim over here, so you're stopping. As you're going through, you're stopping. So how would you ever carry? Okay, so maybe from Rosh Hashanah Yochid to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim you have, but in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, how would you ever carry Dal Ramos? Every step you take, it's a new Akira, a new Anocha. Every step you take, is a new Akira, a new Anocha. So Tosfos says, according to Benazir, the only way to be chayiv is if you jump. If you jump for Amos, so then you're a long jumper, over here you'd be chayiv. Rabbi Kiva Ege says, but then
Jews can't jump very well.
So you'll see in a second the answer. That, so Rabbi Kiva Eger says over here, so that's crazy. Then the rabbis, all the gzeres that we made, it's to prevent this type of a thing. It's not a davar shliach that people jump. So that's Rabbi Kiva Eger, and he leads a tzarech Ian. So his grandson, Rabbi Shlomo Eger, and Rabbi Kiva Eger was the classical Lutvak, and his grandson became a chassid. So Shlomo Eger was a chassid, but he was a grandson. So he said, a yid jumps to do a mitzvah, so it's a davar shchiach. So he said, that's why when the rabbis instituted, you're not allowed to carry dalet out, you can't blow a shofar Shabbos. Why? You make up to carry it dalet out, and Shabbos Rabbim. So Rabbi Kiva Eger says, how come the rabbis instituted such gezeiros? Who jumps? Who jumps? And Shlomo Eger, his grandson, says, a yid jumps to do a mitzvah. That's why the rabbis instituted such a restriction, and you're not allowed to carry a Megillah. Why don't we lay Megillah on Shabbos if it came out on Shabbos? Why don't we lay in the blow shofar on Shabbos? Why don't we take lulav and nesek on Shabbos? The rabbi said, Shema Yarba Dalet Amos, which is a rabbi, because you may come to carry it. But if you only have to jump, you shouldn't make it, it's not a davar shliach. So Shlomo Eger says, a yid always jumps to do a mitzvah. Okay. So Shusha Yochid, Shusha Rabbim, not the question. So that's not the question. That's not the question. It's only question Dalet Amos and Shusha Rabbim. Only, I changed it. I said that's not the case. Only Dalet Amos and Shusha Rabbim. Okay, so how do we answer this up? If you're saying that over here, the problem is walking through the stub. How did Chacham say Yechayev? So I'm Rav Safra, I'm Rav Yom Yochanan. Me did the Havi Amavir Chayvitz Mishusarabim. This is no different than carrying anything in the Mishusarabim. If, like we just worked out from Tosfos, this is what Tosfos also said it over here. If the person's walking down the Amos in the Mishusarabim, according to Ben Azai, every second you stop, every second you stop, every second you stop, even though you didn't physically stop, it's halachically viewed as stopping. So just like over there, we say if you carry down the Amos in the Mishusarabim, Yechayev, even though each step you're technically potter. Now you're chayiv, so you went through a makom tour, so to say. Nevertheless, you're chayiv, so to over here, going through the stav, you're chayiv. That's what they answered. So the says, Hasam, lav afagav, so this is the continuation of the answer. Hasam, lav afagav, the kamad, the nokit, levi, ozu, potter, even though every step you take, you're technically in Akira Hanocha, Akira Hanocha, Akira Hanocha. Kimonach le chayiv, nevertheless, you're chayiv in that situation, so to over here, hachanami. Lo shna. There's no difference over here when you go through the stav, because you didn't stop in the stav. If you didn't stop in the stav, it's no different than the first three of your dalet amos that you're taking in the Rishus HaRab. Where it says, that's not comparable, mi dami. Hasam kol hecha demonach lei makum chiyavu. Over here in the Rishus HaRabim, that's a makum chiyav. That's a Rishus HaRabim. Just because you wouldn't be chayav, but somebody else over there would be chayav. Hacha imonach lei bistav makum p'toru. But if you did stop in the stav, everybody. That's not a Rishus HaRabim for anybody. That's a Carmelist for everybody. So the two aren't comparable. One, you're walking through a Carmelist, and you're walking in an area that you'd be chayav for carrying. So Gemara says, you're right. Elamidi dahavi amavir chayvitz mitchilas dalin lesov dalin. Oh, so the first, I misspoke a little bit. The first case over here was, once you carried four amos, so you're already chayiv. So every extra step of the way is unnecessary. When you stop, you're chayiv. The first case over here, I misspoke. I gave you the second case first. The first case over here I should have said was, how come you're chayiv? You want to tell me you're chayiv because you walked through the stuff? It's like if you walked eight amos in the Rishus HaRabim. As soon as you walked four amos, you'd be chayiv. You just have to stop. But I didn't stop. I walked the sixth amma, the seventh amma, the eighth amma, and then I stopped. So those were unnecessary. So they were like a makom ptur. They're an area where I don't have an obligation. So therefore, even since in that situation I'm not considered chayav, it's not a problem. I'm still going to be chayav. So that's like walking through the stuff. Okay? It's not in the language of makom ptur. It's I walked four amos. If I stop now, I'd be chayav.
Right.
So the fifth amma, the sixth amma, the seventh amma, the eighth amma, they don't add anything to me.
We have an extra, so, you're not over an extra.
No, you're not over more. If you walk eight ammas versus four ammas and you didn't stop, it's only when you do the hanocha that you're chayav. So those extra steps are unnecessary.
As long as you don't stop.
Right, as long as you don't stop. We're talking about you don't stop. So since you walk through an area over here, so in that situation, when you walk through, we're trying to spread out a little bit. So maybe sit over there between the two of them. Okay, so what, in this situation, the person, the first case that I gave you already, so we're saying the fifth amma, the sixth amma, the seventh amma, they were unnecessary, so they're like the stav. And the Gemara says, no, they're not like the stav over here. The Gemara says, because that's a real iser chiyav over there. It's not like you're potter. If you had stopped there, you'd be chayav. But if you stopped in the stav, you'd be potter. Gemara says, "Hosam laf avagav di monach elamidi dahavi." No, I'm sorry, elamidi dahavi amavir chayfets mitchilas dalin sof dalin. Here's the first case that I gave you. Here's where it is. It's when you walk step one, step two, step three, fourth amma. So the first two, three ammas that you walk, they don't make you chayv. If you stop, you wouldn't be chayv. So that's like the stav. And it's only when you walk the fourth amma that you chayv. So too, when you walk through the stav and you stop in the Rishus HaRabim, you chayv. The two are equal. Hosam. In that situation, the first four amos, the first three of the four amos, hasam lav avagav di monach lebesoch dalad amos potter. If you stopped, you would be potter. So kimonach lebesoch dalad amos yichayev. So when you end up going to dalad amos, you're still chayev. That's just like the stav. You walk through an area you wouldn't be chayev to get to the area that you would be chayev. The chacham say yichayev. So the first three amos of the four amos, you wouldn't be chayev. The stav, you wouldn't be chayev. But when you reach the fourth amma, when you reach the Rishus HaRabim, you're chayev. That's the two cases are comparable. Hachanami loshna. That's why you're chayiv in both cases. Where it says, no, again, me dummy, they're not comparable. Hasam legabe dahai gavra, makum p'turu. According to this person's walking, he started at step zero. He takes amma one, amma two, amma three. For him, it's potter because he didn't take four amos yet. But for everybody else, that's a Rishus HaRabim. If somebody else had stopped over there, if the carry from Rishus HaYochid, that would be still a real chiyav area. It's not a makom ptur. It's not an exempt area. It happens to be for him, it's an exempt area. But for everybody in the world, it's a real Rishus HaRabim. Lekuli am makom chiyavu. But hacha, in our case of the stav, lekuli am makom pturu. Anybody stopping over there would not be chayav. It's a Carmelist. So you can't compare to me this Rishus HaRabim, which for me personally may not be a Chiyav, but for everybody else it is, to an area for everybody, the store for everybody is a Carmelist, and nobody would be Chayav for stopping there on a Daraisa level. So Gemara says, that's not the source, that can't be the comparison. Gemara says, you're right. Elamid did have Yamotzi, Rishus HaYachal, Rishus HaRabim, Derech Tzidei Rishus HaRabim. A person walking into the Rishus HaRabim, going by the side of the Rishus HaRabim, where again, they were very similar to the Stav. This is very, very similar to the Stav. It's basically the side of the Rishus HaRabim where cars are parked, right? So you can't drive over there. You can't easily maneuver over there. The cars are parked over there. There's benches over there. It's Rishus HaRabim, but it's not used like the thoroughfare of the Rishus HaRabim. It's the side of the Rishus HaRabim. This is the shoulder of the Rishus HaRabim, and therefore, that's not a real Rishus HaRabim. So therefore, even if you walk through that to get to Rishus HaRabim Yechayim, so that's like walking through the Stav. And again, the Stav and the shoulder of the Rishus HaRabim, the Tzidei Rishus HaRabim, are exactly the same. So it's like a, but it's not. It's a Rishus HaRabim. It's called Tzidei Rishus HaRabim, but we treat it like a Carmelist.
What are you trying to prove? The Rabbanim hold differently. If like you walk through a Stav.
But so the question is why? The question is why? You have to go, the Darais is going from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim.
So
you shouldn't have.
So
the question is, how do we know that that's true? Where do we see that if you go through a Carmelist, you're still Chayim? That's the question. Benazai says you're not. So why do the Chachamim say you are? Where's their source? So the source is, this is a Rishus HaRabim. The Tzidei Rishus HaRabim aren't a Carmelist. They're treated like a Carmelist.
So we go from Yishus HaYochid to Tzidei Rishus HaRabim.
You would be Chayiv.
You'd be Chayiv.
Yeah,
okay, right.
Yeah.
So
you'd be Chayiv.
Yeah, prove
yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. That's a real Rishus HaRabim.
It's not really a Carmelist.
It's not a Carmelist. No, it's somewhere in between. It's like a Carmelist. So here, Elamid didavi amotzi Yishus HaYochid Rishus HaRabim derech Tzidei Rishus HaRabim hasam laf avagav dimonech leat Tzidei Rishus HaRabim. Oh wait, I'm sorry. I changed what I said. Hasam lav avagav de imonach leatzi the Rishus HaRabim potter. It doesn't have the full status of Rishus HaRabim. I don't know if I call it. It's like a Carmelist. I don't know if I call it Carmelist. Even though if you put it down over there, you wouldn't be chayev because it doesn't have the full status of Rishus HaRabim. V'chimonach le Rishus HaRabim chayev. But if you kept on walking, you would be chayev. Hochanami loshna. So the stav and the tzidei Rishus HaRabim are the same. And just like in that case, we know that you're chayev. So too in the stav case, we know that you're chayev. Maskevul Rapapa, that's great if you hold like that. If you hold that the Tzidei Rishus HaRabim are like a Carmelist and don't make you Chayav, so then we have our comparison, the Stav and the shoulder of the Rishus HaRabim are the same. So, Maskevul Rapapa, Nichla Rabbanon, the Amrit Tzidei Rishus HaRabim, Lav Ki Rishus HaRabim, Domi, that works out great, that you wouldn't be Chayav. Ella, L'Rabbi Eliezer, we have on the gears on the side, it says Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov is not correct. It should be just Rabbi Eliezer. Ella, according to Rabbi Eliezer, the Amrei Tzidei Rishus HaRabim, Ki Rishus HaRabim Domi. No, it is a real Rishus HaRabim. That's the sheet I was talking about. That if you carry from the Rishus HaYochid into the Tzidei Rishus HaRabim, you're over in Issa Daraisa. So then, Ma'ikel Meimar, then it's not like the Stav. The Stav is different. And then, where do we get this opinion of Rabbi Eliezer? How does he know that you're chayiv in the Stav? So, Amrei Rav Acha, Amrei Ravika, Amrei the Shamas of Rabbi Eliezer, again, it's Rabbi Eliezer, not Rabbi Yaakov. Where do we hear that he said, Rabbi Yehuda says, "Domi tzidei Rishus HaRabim, Ki Rishus HaRabim Domi." Under what circumstances does he say that the shoulder is like a real Rishus HaRabim in terms of carrying? Hey, chadaleko chifufe. That's when you don't have blocks over there. You don't have cement stones over there. You don't have roadblocks. You don't have something over there in that situation that's blocking you. If you have tables there, if you have blocks over there, if you have something on the shoulder, if you have construction vehicles on the shoulder, if you have something there on the shoulder that doesn't allow you to zoom right through over there, then even Rabbi Eliezer says, I don't consider that like the Rishus HaRabim. Mishamisle, he wouldn't hold like that. Therefore, Hilkoch Lohadami. So even according to Rabbi Eliezer, while some Tzidei Rishus HaRabim wouldn't be similar, there are other Tzidei Rishus HaRabim that have the Chafife, that have some sort of a block over there. They have, the cement blocks over there, so cars can't go through over there. They have some sort of tables there. They have trees over there, whatever it is that they have over there. So that's not like in the middle of, this is like the paths on the Ocean Parkway. Right, you have the grassy area between the service lane and the main road. So you can't drive over there. So that's a Tzidei Rishus HaRabim that even Rabbi Eliezer would say that is not considered a Rishus HaRabim. So even Rabbi Eliezer, who says Tzidei Rishus HaRabim could be Rishus HaRabim, but some are not. So this is like the Stav is like the ones that are not. Oh, that's our Teretz. Our Rabbi Yochanan, by the way, Rabbi Yochanan says, Umod ben Azai bezorek. Ben Azai, who said that if you walk through the stav, you're not chayev. Even Ben Azai would say if you throw a ball from the Rishus HaRabim through the stav into the Rishus HaRabim, so then you would be chayev. Throwing is different than walking, according to Ben Azai. That's what Yochanan said, and the Brisa supports this. Taninam Yochi, Hamotze Michonus Luflatu Derech Stav Chayev. The Tanakama's opinion is if you carry something, you walk through from the Rishus HaYochanus to the Rishus HaRabim Flatya, to the thoroughfare, Derech Stav via this Carmelis in between, the Stav, Chayev. And the Tanakama says this is true. Echad Amotzi, this is what you're carrying from the Rishus HaYochan store into the Rishus HaRabim Flatya. The Echad Amachlis, what you're carrying from the Flatya back into the store, both going through the Stav. The Echad HaZorek, the Echad HaMoshe. And this is true. If you throw it, you're throwing the apple, you're throwing the ball, it goes through the stav without stopping. Or if I hand it to somebody, the stav is this table. It's 4 feet, 2 feet wide. And I hand it through the stav to somebody, and I put it down over there. Or I hand it to the person, that's my Hanukkah is putting it in his hand. He's not moving. So if I throw or hand it, the Tanakhama says you're also chayev. And certainly, and also if you walk through. And Ben Azai disagrees. Omer Hamotzi v'Amachlis Potter. If you walk through or walk back, either way, that's Potter. But even Ben Azai is Moda, here's the Brice, exactly like Rav Yochanan, Hamoshi v'Azorik Chai, because that's the way it was in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Mishkan rather. And in the Mishkan, they would pass things from one to another. And therefore, even Ben Azai says that Moshe carrying, handing it over, not walking it through, but handing it through or throwing it through, even Ben Azai would say Yechayv. Now we have a more basic discussion. Dalid Rishuyos L'Shabbos. We have four Rishuyos in Shabbos. I told you there are only two that you can be over carrying on. But there are four Rishuyos, four types of domains that we have on Shabbos. What are they? Rishus HaYochid, that we all know roughly what it is. Rishus HaRabim, we all have an idea what that is. We'll explain them more. A Carmelis, this is this new entity that we've discussed a little bit. Now we'll discuss it more. Rashi says the word comes from we had a pasuk earlier that says it's like the forest, the Yar and the Carmel. So it's like a forest area. It's a public area, but it's not a usually used public area. It's somewhat off the beaten path, but it's not surrounded by mechitzos, etc., things like that. That's this Carmelis. And midoraisa, you can carry within a Carmelis more than Dalet Amos. Midorabanan, you can't. Midoraisa, you can carry from a Shusa Yochid into a Carmelis, from a Carmelis into a Shusa Rabin, vice versa. Midi Rabbanan, you can't. But the Araisa, this is not an entity that can be overcarrying. And then finally, you have Makom Patur. Makom Patur, even on a Rabbanan level, is unique. There's no problems with a Makom Patur. From Rishus HaYochid into a Makom Patur is allowed. Even Midi Rabbanan. From Rishus HaRabim into a Makom Patur is allowed. And vice versa. Even Midi Rabbanan. So Makom Patur is really what it sounds like. It's a place that is get out of jail card free. There's no carrying over here in the Makom Patur at all. To it or from it, from any other rishus. It's allowed, even midi rabbanan. So these are the four types of rishuyos. Rishus HaYochid, Rishus HaRabim. You have a Carmelis that's like neither Rishus HaYochid nor Rishus HaRabim. And you have a Makom Patur that's get out of jail zone free. You can do anything you want from a Makom Patur. It's better than a Carmelis because a Carmelis is like a Rishus HaRabim in some ways, like Rishus HaYochid in some ways. So the rabbis made rabbinical restrictions, but the rabbis did not make rabbinical restrictions on a Makom Patur. These are the four rishuyos that the Brisa tells us. Now we define them. What's the definition of Rishus HaYochid? Chorit Shu Amuk Yud. For example, you have a ditch, a hole in the ground. So the walls of this Rishus HaYochid, Rishus HaYochid has to be surrounded by walls. So the walls over here are the walls of the ditch. And it's deep 10, that's a wall of Bechitza, partition, has to be 10 Tvachim tall or 10 Tvachim deep. Works the same way. Berachav Dalet has to be 4x4 Tvachim to be considered a significant area. So it has to be 10 Tvachim tall and at least 4x4 Tvachim wide, length and width, okay? And that constitutes a Rishus HaYochid. This could be deep, or this could be high. It doesn't make any difference, okay? V'chein, likewise, Geder, Shu Gavoh, Yud, V'rochav, Dalet, Zui, Rishus HaYochid, Gemura. So, we'll explain all these words, why it says Gemura, you know, in the Gemara. But right now, we're saying that there are two ways to interpret this. This could be the top of a wall. This could be your roof. So the roof, if it's more than 10 tefachim above the ground, the walls don't have to be above you, the walls could be below you. And that works as well. As long as your roof is 4x4 tefachim, it's a separate Rishus HaYochid, even though there's no walls around the roof. The walls are below the roof. So you're walking on your rooftop, that could be a perfectly good Rishus HaYochid, even though it's clear all around you, there are no mechitzas around you. The mechitzas that are below you work to go above you as well. Okay? So that's the simplest way to understand this over here. Fine. The Ezo, then it's called the Rishus Yachid Gemura. We'll explain what does the word Gemura mean as opposed to something else. We'll get to that in the Gemara. Hopefully today. Give me examples of Rishus Rabbim. So this Sratya, Rashi tells us what all of these things are. Sratya is a highway. Mesila Sholchem Bom Yir Le'ir. You're going from a city to a city. That's a highway. Okay? It's a big public thoroughfare. Flatya, we already explained, is like this plaza. It's Rochva Shal'ir. Shesham is Kapten L'Schora. This would be like a marketplace. So this is a big public area. Okay? Gedola, Flatya Gedola. Or Mavos HaMufuloshim. Now you have mavuis, or alleyways, so they can be a closed alleyway. It's like a dead-end street, right? A three-way street, right? Houses around three sides, the sides and the back, but it's open in the front. That's called eno mafulish. A mafulish is it goes through and through. Mafulish would be peninsula, right? You have houses on the right of peninsula, you have houses on the left of peninsula, and a highway going through it. So that's a mavui mafulish. That would be a Rishus HaRabim, again, if it met certain conditions. I'm not saying that our peninsula is a Rishus HaRabim, but that would be a definition. If you have, according to many, you need a certain number of people going there or potentially going there to make it into Rishus HaRabim. It needs to be a certain width. It has to be 32, 16 amos wide, and it has to have certain characteristics to it. So in any event, these would be examples. Rishus HaRabim, a major thoroughfare between the cities, a major public area, market area in a city, or this Mavui Mefulish, a large road which just has houses on the right and the left, but it goes through and through. It's not blocked at one end. If it's blocked at an end, it's called the Mavui She'eino Mefulish. It's not a through and through. It's called, what do they call those streets that have, like a dead cul-de-sac. It's like a cul-de-sac. Okay. So all of these, Sratya, Flatya, and Mavos and Mufaloshin, Zui Rishus HaRabim, Gemura. Again, why is it telling me Gemura? We'll explain the Gemara. Ain Motsi Rishus HaYachad, Zui Rishus HaRabim, Zui. You're not allowed to carry from Rishus HaYachad to Rishus HaRabim. Vei Mechlis Rishus HaRabim, Zui Rishus HaYachad, Zui. You can't carry from Rishus HaYachad to Rishus HaRabim, vice versa. And if you do, Vei Motsi Vichlis Vishogi Chayiv, if you did this by accident, you Chayiv HaChatas. And if you didn't bemaze it, Onish Karis, but Niskal. If you were not warned, then you get Kares. If you are warned, you had a good Hasra, so then you'd get Skila. Now, those are Rishus HaYachad, Rishus HaRabim. Avoyam, a lake, a body of water, Ubika, a valley, the Istavinus. The Istavinus, Rashi tells us over here, is this is that Satya. This is the stav, rather. This is the area in front of the stores where it's blocked with tables and wares are being sold on it, etc. That's the Istavinus. The same thing as the stav. Okay? And the marketplace, people sit there and they sell their wares right in front of this store. Vakarmelis. Gemara will tell us, why is it telling me Karmelis? All of these are Karmelis, so it'll tell us a specific type of Karmelis is being added over here when we get to the Gemara. Eino lo kirshus HaRabim, lo kirshus HaYachad. It's not this, not that, on a Daraisa level. And therefore, they know to the nose to Misocha, you're not allowed to go and carry Dalet Amos within that area. However, Vimnasa, Vinasa, Misocha, Potter. It's not an Issa Daraisa, it's only an Issa Darabon. Potter Avil Osir. Vein motzi misoch l'shus harabim, v'lo mishus harabim l'socha. Vein mechzis mishus harayoch l'socha, v'lo misoch l'shus harayochid. You're not allowed to carry from a Carmelis into, or have carried into it from mishus harayochid. And the same thing for mishus harabim. You can't carry from mishus harabim into a Carmelis, Carmelis into mishus harabim. And in all these situations, v'im hotzi v'ichlis, if you did it, you're transgressing potter, not in Issa d'Oraisa, only in Issa d'Rabbanan. Potter aval osur. So again, the Carmelis is unique. Finally, chatzerus shel rabim. You have a chatzer, there was multiple houses. In those days, they had their own personal courtyard, but then they had a public courtyard. It's again similar to us, we would have in a street. So the area outside all the houses, in Queens, in Kew Garden Hills, they have those driveways in the back. So that would be like the typical example of a courtyard, okay? That's a public area usage, but not for the whole world, just for those houses. So those houses have a chatzer. If you have a couple of those chatzers next to each other, they open up into a mavui. So that's the same idea. This is what we have in Erev Chatzeros, a Shituf Mavoyos. So these areas could become a Rishus HaYachid. Midaraisa, they are a Rishus HaYachid, but Midrabbanon, we treat them like a Rishus HaRabim, or at least we treat them that you're not allowed to carry within them. So these Chatzeros Shel Rabim, the public courtyards that belong to several houses, Umavol Sheinu Filoshin, and the Mavois that belong to several courtyards, so then Irvu, if you make an Eruv, you make an Eruv Chatzeros or a Shituf Mavoyos, slightly differences between the two. In other words, you say, let's make an Eruv over here so we can carry within them. Mutar, then you'll have to carry. You can make an Eruv. You can't make an Eruv in a Rishus HaRabim. That's why people who disagree with making an Erev in Manhattan, or at least around the whole Manhattan, there's, because you can't make an Erev in a real Rishus HaRabim. In Manhattan, according to everybody, would have the status of a real Rishus HaRabim. It's much bigger than Peninsula Boulevard. So therefore, Manhattan, you can't make an Erev around. So therefore, a Rishus that's not a Rishus HaRabim, such as a Chatzir or a Shita Mavayas, the rabbi said you can't carry within it, and you can therefore enclose it in a halachically acceptable way by making an Erev Chatzeris or Shita Mavayas. Because Midaraisa, you're allowed to carry there. But an area where you can't carry Midaraisa, you can't do something to it. Yeah, you build a house there, and you enclose the house, and then it becomes Rishus HaYochid within the house. But you can't just say, we're putting strings around it and making it into a Rishus HaYochid. It doesn't work that way. So therefore, Chatzeris Shel Rabim V'ol She'en Mufushashem Iv U'Mutarim Lo Iv U'Asurim. There are Asurim Midra Bonin Asur. Potter Avul Asur, from a Deraisa level, it's also from the Rabbana level. Now, next, Adam Omer Ali Skupa. You're standing on the door threshold, right? This is the area right in front of your door. So, in this situation over here, what is the status of the Skupa? So, this is Skupa over here. No tell me Balabayis, Vinosilo. No tell me Yonu, Vinosilo. This is like a Malkum Ptur. This is a free category over here. So, the person inside the house can hand somebody right there on the door threshold. Person outside can give it to somebody on that door threshold because it's considered there are certain characteristics about it. We'll get to it in a minute. Ubavad, but the one characteristic over here, so this door area over here, Rashi says, is a makom p'tur, so therefore you can carry to it. And eino rochav dalet, it can't be 4x4, it's less than 4x4, so it's 3x3. So this is a classical makom p'tur. So your mail, let's like an example, your mail is there, and your mailman. Put the mail there. Can you take it in from over there? Forget whether the mail's muktzah or not. The mailman's delivering you some food from your neighbor. Okay? It's not muktzah. Okay? So you're picking it up from your doorstop, from your threshold over here. So you're allowed to bring that inside to your Rishus HaYochid. That's not a problem. Okay? And vice versa, you could put it there for the mailman to take away. Okay? You'd be allowed to go and do that. Okay, forgetting whether the mailman's Jewish or not Jewish, can you ask him to do stuff? Leave that aside. Forget I said that. You could bring it in and out. Likewise, he's standing over there. He could put it there back and forth, no problem, because that's a makom p'tur. However, you have to make sure. You can't use that to go as a transfer area. You use it like a stop. That's not allowed. Okay.
He can't be a middleman.
But on a deraisa level, it's a makom p'tur. So if it was put there, it would not be over in Issa Daraisa. That's why it's part of our loss. Achem omrim, an additional statement over here, the Achem say, Iskupa mishamesh is beiz rishuyos. Iskupa is a fielder's choice. Depends what it's used for. This man shah pesach basur. If the door's open, kilifnim. It's considered like rishus hayochin. Pesach, no. If the door's closed, kilichutz dami. It's considered like rishus harabim. So it depends whether the door's open or not. But if the iskupa itself is more than 10 tvachim high and 4 tvachim wide, then it's a separate entity all by itself. Then it's a separate Rishus HaYochid. So therefore, in that situation, it would be considered like Rishus HaYochid. And you wouldn't be allowed Midi Rabbanan to carry from the house into that Rishus HaYochid, because you can't carry, unless you're the owner of both, you can't carry from one Rishus HaYochid into another Rishus HaYochid if it's owned by two different people, unless you make an Erev Chatzeris.
So that's the difference in that is if it's 3 tvachim
versus
yes,
10 tvachim makes it a separate entity. Yeah,
I put everything with
10 tvachim
in Rishus
HaRabim. So that's then Rishus HaRabim. So above 10 tvachim is considered not Rishus HaRabim.
This is in Rishus
HaRabim. Located in Rishus HaRabim, but does it become a Rishus HaYochid? So it becomes a Rishus HaYochid if it's these dimensions, 10x4. Okay, now we go back and dissect this big thing that we just brought down. Amar. You said, this is Rishus HaYochid. That means this, but not something else. What is the not something else that we're talking about? Zuhi Rishus HaYochid Lemute Mai. Lemute Hod Rav Yehuda. That which Rav Yehuda said. The Tanya that he said. Yes, Rav Kain. Furthermore, he said, I'm Rav Yehuda. Mishi Yesh Lo Beis Batim. Vishnei Tzidi Rishus HaRabim. So let's take the example peninsula. You have one person having a house on this side of the peninsula, one person having a house on that side of the peninsula. So Rav Yehuda says, if you have Beis Batim, Bishnei Tzidi Rishus HaRabim, on the side of the Rishus HaRabim that would be peninsula, let's assume Rishus HaRabim, peninsula is Rishus HaRabim. You have two houses on the two sides of Rishus HaRabim. So Osa Lechi Mikan, Lechi Mikan. You know what he says? You want to carry from your house across the street to the other guy's house? All you have to do is put up a Lechi on that side of your house, and that will be like a third wall. Put up a lechi on this side of your house, that'll be like the fourth wall. And now you've enclosed the area in between your two houses, and you can cross Peninsula and carry from your house to the other guy's house. Or, you don't even have to put up a lechi. If you want, okori, you put up a beam. We'll learn about lechi and koru later on. Lechi is basically a vertical post. Okori is a horizontal post. We'll learn about those dinim later on. We're running out of time today. So if you did a lechi or a koru, like we all know, you can make a partially enclosed area into a fully enclosed area. So he says that works for the Rishus HaRabim as well. So even if you did a lechi mikan, a koru mikan, mikan, for a lechi mikan, a lechi mikan, a koru mikan, a koru mikan, Vinos even not even so. Yehuda says you can carry between them. So he says it's now a rishus hayachid. So Amrulo, the rabbi said, nah, that's not a rishus hayachid. Aim of Amr rishus haram. You can't do that. That's a rishus haram. You can't do that. So the Chacham would disagree with Yehuda. So I might have thought, why does the Mishnah have to tell? Why does Bryce have to tell me this is a rishus hayachid, but not something else, but not Rav Yehuda's rishus hayachid? The Amai korelei gemura. Why did our Mishnah say zuhi rishus hayachid gemura? So to teach me ma'al detema. That which we said, it's not like a Rishus HaYachid, that the rabbis disagree with you, they said you can't carry over there Dalet Amos. But maybe we agree with you, it's a Rishus HaYachid. If you throw something in there from the Rishus HaRabim, maybe the rabbis would say, in that situation, we do, L'chumra, consider it like a Rishus HaYachid. So Avul Yisroch, Ma'udulei, you might have thought that the rabbis say that's a Rishus HaYachid in regards to throwing something from a Rishus HaRabim into it, we would consider it a Rishus HaYachid. Kamash V'lan, no, we don't in that situation. We don't consider that to be a Rishus HaYachid, even according to the rabbis L'chumra. The rabbis say it's a Rishus HaRabim, it's a Rishus HaRabim, it's a Rishus HaRabim. Even L'chumra, we don't consider it a Rishus HaYachid. That's the Chiddush over here. Then we said, Zui Rishus HaRabim. This is a Rishus HaRabim. We gave the examples. Lemute Mai. Why do you tell me this is a Rishus HaRabim as opposed to something else? Lemute Idach the Rav Yehuda. Another statement the Rav Yehuda made. What did the other statement the Rav Yehuda made? The Tnan. Rav Yehuda Omer, Im Haisa Derech Rishus HaRabim Mifas Kosan Yisalkenu Litzdodim. Now this is a din called Pase Biros. Rashi explains over here in the Gemara in Erevin. They had public wells. Now these wells are Rishus HaYachid. They're deep down. They're more than 4 Tvachim by 4 Tvachim. And they have walls that are going down more than 10 Tvachim. They're Rishus HaYachid. I'm standing in the Rishus HaRabim. I want to take a drink from the well. So if I stand over the well and drink like this, fine. But I want to pick up a bucket and bring it to my horse over here. I want to bring it to my family. So I'm going from the Rishus HaYachid water in the well to the Rishus HaRabim around it. Can't do that. So they enclosed this well. But they gave a cool over here. You only have to put up 2 posts at each corner. So you just put up over here, right angle, 2 posts that are 4 tvachim wide. Over here, 2 posts. Over here, 2 posts. Over here, 2 posts. They're each 4 tvachim in width. And you have right angles at each of the 4 corners. And that is halachically considered a special cooler midrabanan over here that's an enclosed area. Now you can take the water from the well and drink it in that surrounding area, that immediately surrounding area. That's the cooler review that said. That's not a Rishus HaRabim. That's not a Rishus HaYochid. And he says, even if there's a path going through, you have cars whizzing by inside these passe biros. So Rav Yehuda says, Rav Yehuda Omer, Im Haisa Derech Rishus HaRabim Mifas Kosan, it's Tzenun Tzodim. You can't have the cars whizzing by over here. That would ruin this as a Rishus HaYochid. That would demonstrate that it's still a Rishus HaRabim. So he says, the cars have to be diverted. The people can't go and walk through over here. They have to walk on the outside. The Chachamim Eino Tzarech, no, the Chachamim say you don't have to. Now, this is the exact opposite that we said before. In the case that we had before, Rav Yehuda was the one that said, you can make it into Rishus HaYochid. And the Rabbanan said, you can't. Here's the exact opposite. Rav Yehuda says, you lose its status by walking through it. It becomes a Rishus HaRabim again. And they'll come and say otherwise. So it's the exact opposite. So over here, by my korelei gemura, why do they call this gemura? I did the Tana Reisha gemura, Tana Nami Sefer gemura. So just the gemura here is just for parallelism. Since there's no chiddush over here by calling the Rishus HaRabim gemura. So gemura says, over here, that they have over here, these are the reasons why I have to say this is a Rishus HaRabim in that price that we brought down, as opposed to this is not a Rishus HaRabim according to Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Fine. V'lachso nami midbar. Why don't we also include as an example of Rishus HaRabim the midbar? The Jewish people were in the midbar. That was Rishus HaRabim. Dotanya ezui Rishus HaRabim. Sratya flatya gedolim uvos loshim and v'han midbar. It also gave one more example of there the midbar. So where it says, "Am Rabbi Lokasha." No, that's not a problem. Kamizman she saw shurim b'midbar. Kamizman is there. Depends when. If you're talking about the Klai Yisrael living in the times of the midbar, so then that's considered something that's a Rishus HaRabim. But if you're talking about right now, that's not considered a Rishus HaRabim. Now it's a midbar. It's a desert. There's not enough people going through it. It's not utilized. It's not a Rishus HaYochid, but it's not going to be halachically called a Rishus HaRabim in this situation. Okay, this is a good break point. We'll stop over here. Have a great day, everybody.